So, let me do part two. Life is simple. I'm not sure how many parts. Maybe there'll be two or three. I'm not sure. It needs to be simple because life is simple. It needs to be less than three. Three or less to make it simple. See, when you break stuff into parts, like if you're teaching something, you make it simple for people. A, B, C. One, two, three. Three data points are easy to remember. You got to make it simple. Make it simple, stupid. Life is simple. Life is simple. Really, there's only four root words in this reality: cut, turn, union, and flow. That's life. Life is really simple. You gotta eat some. You want some turkey, you gotta cut it. And then you roll it, you turn it, you roll it over, you throw some cheese on it, you put the bread together, the cheese, the bread, and the turkey is in union together, and then it flows right to your mouth, and you bite down on that turkey and that cheese, and you just chew it, which means cut. You turn it over in your mouth, and then it becomes a part of your nutrients, and it gives you the power to flow. Cut, turn, union, flow, everything that you do. Find something you enjoy where you can serve one another. The greatest among you is a servant. It's not about money, but you can turn your hobby or your service into a business, into money. But if you get this secret, the people who understand this reality the most are the people who serve. I've come to the conclusion the reason women outlive men is because they're serving their children. They're always serving somebody. Their children, their husband, their parents. They're always in service. It's like, is that all y'all do? Greatest among you is a servant, right? Is that all y'all do is serve people? Don't that get old? That's my old Adamic nature speaking out, my old flesh mind. Think about that. The greatest among you is a servant. You're actually happier when you serve. Have you noticed that? When you're serving somebody and you're not doing it grudgingly, you're doing it willingly. When you serve somebody, you're happier. Serve one another. See, what messes you up is you punch that clock for 8 hours and you forget that you're there to serve, and you get in a mindset of it's all about money, because the bills are due. You got to get ahead, and you got to climb that ladder. You got to perform, and they put you under legalism to serve. You really want to be serving not out of legalism, but out of desire or want, or to help one, to love one another, you know. That's why it's probably good to find a job that has... You can go inside, outside, change. You don't just sit at a desk all day. That just destroys your mind. I mean, really. It turns you into like a slave mindset. I don't know. I never could do factory work. I've done it. Not on the line, but maintenance. But some people are built for that. I'm not. Serve one another. Find something to do. Find something to do that's fit for your hands, and do it with all your might, because in the grave there's no work. Now, that was the Old Testament, but in the New Testament we know that absent from the body, present with the Lord. There's service to God. Yeah, actually everything is service to God. Serve one another. Love one another in agape love. Set boundaries. Keep your body ship. Set some goals. Be willing to sacrifice. Whatever goal you set, make sure it's worthy enough to sacrifice for. Because if you don't want to sacrifice for it, you're not going to ever be happy. Maintain your ship. Your business ship, body ship, house ship, whatever. What else? I'm just trying to see if I missed anything. Cut off the noise. Stay focused. Seek truth above all things, because truth will set you free. You want to be free, right? The only way you're going to be free is the truth. Don't fight with Jezebel. Don't argue with people over stupid stuff. If there's a narcissist, a malicious narcissist, get away from them. Just set back. And if you can't get away from them, set serious boundaries. Renew your mind in the inner man. Actually, a narcissist will mimic you. When they see you acting right, acting better, and they see that you don't really need them, they'll be what in the world? If a narcissist sees that you're independent without them, now they might try to poison you, might get away from them. Most malicious narcissists who can't control you and you're not a flying monkey, they will try to kill you. So you better set some strong boundaries and make sure you don't eat their food, you don't drink their drink, and you just set boundaries. This is real. This can be warfare, but it's designed to make you strong. And remember this. It's always game on with the devil. The devil's always game on. They're always trying to mind control you. They're always trying to mess with you. They're always trying to gaslight you, change your reality, destabilize you. Set your pattern and change it. If you need to change your pattern, change it. But set your pattern and follow it to the T until you get bored with it and change and put a new pattern in. And sow those seeds, sow that pattern. If you reap what you sow, you better. It's like somebody made a comment a while back. He said, if you reap what you sow, you better sow what you want to reap. That's true with food. That's true with people, relationships, jobs, saving money, whatever. It's really simple, people. How can you love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself? And I'm not talking about some weird kind of love. I'm talking about just treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you. Think about it. If you treat yourself the way you want others to treat you, they're going to have to treat you that way. If they're talking stupid stuff, walk away from them. If they're foolish, walk away from them. You could beat a fool with a stick every day for 21 days and they would never lose their foolishness. There's a Bible verse on that. Maybe not exactly the way I said it, but if you can beat a fool, try to beat the foolishness out of a fool, and you'll never attain it. It'll never happen. A scorner will never change. Don't walk with them, don't stand with them, and don't sit with the scorner. Psalm 1:1. Lest you be like them. There's no wisdom in a fool. If I turn on Rock 92 and I listen to that foolishness, why? It's foolishness. The announcers, the broadcasters, the guys speaking, they're all foolish. You don't need to open your third eye, people. You just need to receive Jesus and He will open your third eye by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third eye, the real third eye. The fake third eye is a demonic spirit, and it's going to lie to you. Lucifer's going to lie to you. He will lie to you, and you will be going down rabbit holes that never end. When all you have to do is crack open the book of Ephesians and crack open the book of Colossians and read it, that is all in Jesus. Jesus holds it all together. The third eye, if you really wanted to see into the spirit realm, is the Holy Spirit in you by faith in Jesus alone. I don't call it the third eye, but I'm saying if you want to call it that, I'll tell you what it is. If you really want a third eye, run to Jesus. He'll give you insight into the spirit realm that's right in front of you. Let's say you do open a third eye. Let's say you want to open a third eye and you can remote view or something. Well, what are you going to remote view? Let's say I remote view across the street to my neighbor's house. They're doing the same thing I'm doing. They're cleaning, they're sleeping, they're taking a shower, they're sitting on the couch, they're talking to somebody, they're studying or whatever. They might not be doing the exact same thing. They're usually watching TV and probably getting drunk and smoking and so that. What are you going to see? You're not going to see anything new down here. If you really wanted to open a portal to the spirit realm to see deeper truth, what's it going to tell you? It's going to tell you the simple life is the key. Let's say somebody did open a third eye and it allowed them to see the truth, which I don't think it would because the devil would lie to them. But let's say somebody opened a third eye and they saw into the spirit realm. There's a movie about it. They just released a movie. Everything, Everywhere, All the Time or something like that. It's a new movie. So the lady could go in. She could jump dimensions. She could jump portals. She could jump realities. She could just jump any reality she wanted. But at the end, she found out she was happy right where she was at. All those portals, all those realities, all those lives that she wanted to live, she found out the life she was living right where she was at was just as good as those lives. But it had to do with her changing her perspective to make it a better life. So even if you could jump realities, even if you could jump portals, dimensions, shift your life, even if you could get rich in a minute, in an instant, would you really be able to handle it? No. You got to handle what you're doing now, where you're at now. If you can handle now, then you can handle it. You can actually make it into heaven on earth where you're at, in a way. I mean, there's going to be trouble. It's not never heaven on earth, but as above, so below, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is God's will? Walk in the Spirit. Walk in love. Walk in truth. Set boundaries. Manage your ship, whatever ship it is. Walk by faith. Forgive one another. No bitterness. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Be content with what you have. Live in the now. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. Live in the now, because everything is the now. Become your own guru. You don't need other gurus. You might need a pastor, a guru for a season, but you don't need them forever. You become your own guru. You become your own teacher under Jesus, the Holy Spirit in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You don't need me. You don't need anybody, but you might need somebody for a season and stick around for 2 or 3 years or 3 months or whatever it is till you get it and then move on. If you're single, praise God. If you're married, praise God. If you are married and you've got a situation, change your perspective. Create a hobby. If your spouse is not with you, I mean, I understand. If you are married to somebody and you're alone while you're married, that's a terrible place to be. So create a hobby. Change your patterns. Usually if you're married to a Jezebel spirit and you start to be happy with yourself, they don't want you to be happy. They'll eventually leave. If nothing they can do can upset you, because you get your joy from internal, from the spirit realm, from the ethereal plane. If they can't upset you, they'll leave you alone. They'll leave. If you're single and you decide to get married, you better marry a spirit-filled person. You better marry somebody with some sense and somebody who's not selfish. Everybody's selfish. Don't get me wrong. Everybody has selfish tendencies all the time. So you better make sure you're willing to accept that person's bad side, because everybody has a bad side. People don't necessarily want to walk in the bad side, but it's just why they're here. I mean, the reason you're here is to be able to die to the bad side, right? You're learning to die to the old Adam, and it don't happen overnight. It's a process. Die daily. Die to the old Adam. Die to self. Die to your own understanding. Had to unlock a padlock. Anyway, life is simple. I'll maybe do one more, and that'll be it. Life is really simple.